This goes to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, Be Like a Boy, A-L-L. Fax 989-775-6472. Regarding Sharon Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S. Date of birth, November 27th, 1944. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Travis with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypokalemia, and hypertension. Her last visit was January 3rd of this year. Since that time, her husband reports that she's had some abnormal thyroid tests. Sometimes the TSH level was too low, and then when it was rechecked, it would be elevated. Apparently, she had an ultrasound of her thyroid because she had some tenderness and swelling on the left side of her neck that was felt to be related to thyroid. The husband isn't sure if it's a thyroid gland or a thyroid nodule that was seen on the ultrasound or parathyroid, he mentioned. But they were sent to see Dr. Sequeira, it's S-E-Q-U-I-E-R-A, in Midland. And no surgery was recommended. But the patient and her husband really aren't sure what kind of follow-up that she will need. She does have known secondary hyperparathyroidism related to chronic kidney disease. But she has never had elevated calcium levels, and it was not felt that she had a parathyroid adenoma currently. The patient has had 4 of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccinations and has not had any side effects or adverse events following the vaccinations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. The gland on the left side of her neck is less tender, although if she pushes on it too hard, it will hurt, she states. No dysphagia, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea or no edema or claudication symptoms, no cramping in her calves. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the diazide, 37.5/25 daily for hypertension. And currently she's on 20 milliequivalent of potassium twice a day, so a total of 40 milliequivalent daily, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 146 pounds. That's about a 4-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse, 74, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 114 over 66. Neck, I do feel some fullness in the left lobe of the thyroid. It is not especially tender to palpation. I don't feel a nodule there. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 7th of 2022. Her creatinine is stable at 1.5. It does fluctuate between 1.3 and 1.5 over the last 3 years. Her albumin, 3.7. Calcium is 8.8. Sodium is 139, potassium is low at 3.1, carbon dioxide 28, magnesium is 2.1, and she's had a history of low magnesium. Phosphorus 3.3, hemoglobin is 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Got to put you on hold. Whoops, hold on. Crap. I'm going to have to call back for the rest of this. Okay, I can finish. Hypertension was the second diagnosis, and then hypokalemia, number three. We're going to increase the patient's potassium to 30 milliequivalent in the morning and 20 with supper, so a total of 50 milliequivalent once daily. I didn't give her some choices for high-potassium foods like tomato juice, V8 juice, orange juice, different things like that that she can add to her diet, which will help keep the potassium levels at the normal range. And she'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.